In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. What makes a happy family? Now I'm saying this to those who are married and those who are not married. What makes a happy family? Humility, at-tawadu'. Humility is the foundation of a good family. My dearly beloved, this is the first Sunday of our preparation to enter into the great fast. So in order for us to fast and to behold Easter Sunday, we're no different than someone is preparing themselves to go into a journey. And our Holy Church, like our dear mother, takes us by the hand and lead us toward the way. Where should we go? The way of the Lord. This morning, we read the first lesson of that preparation. Lesson on the attitude of prayer. The story of the Pharisee and the publican. If you are to be a true Christian, does not matter how much you read the Bible if you don't live by the Bible. It doesn't matter how much you fast if you're not generous. And it doesn't matter how much you pray if you don't love others. So a true Christian life is a life of true humility. We are to confess our sin, to care for the needy, and to forgive one another. Otherwise, there will be no family exist on the face of the earth. Because in family, there is a great dynamic of tension. You are together 24 hours a day, morning, noon, and evening, today, tomorrow, and forever. And being together often generates tension. So the heart of all virtues, يعني قلب كل فضائل, is a true humility, التواضع. Many, however, mistake humility to be a weak person. That's farther from the truth. That is false. Only a strong person can be humble. A humble person does not and will not negotiate their values, their principle. They do not make the right wrong and the wrong right. A humble person is rooted in the power of God. That is, in the Holy Spirit. What is the fruit of the Holy Spirit? The fruit of the Holy Spirit is to be patient, to have joy, kindness, but above all, to be a humble person, Only a humble person can walk tall and does not give orders. A weak person pretend to be tall and scare people. And in this morning gospel, Jesus told us an example about two people. One is the religious Pharisee, and one who considers himself sinful, a tax collector. They went to church to pray. One talked to himself, not to God. And he said, "Lord, look how good I am. I am better than the rest of everyone else." But the tax collector, he humbled himself. He bowed his head. And he addressed God in the most humble way. "Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Ya Allah, ilahi irhamni." What makes this prayer so powerful? Only a humble and contrite heart God always receives. It's not what we say with our lips. It's what we have, a motivation in our heart. A humble person trusts God blindly. Trust God's will. In the beginning of everything. So every good relationship, church, clubs, hamule, family, need to practice true humility. For this reason, our Lord concluded that those who humble themselves are God's favor. Are God's favor. Yes, my dearly beloved. I began by stating that true humility is the foundation of a happy and growing family. Everyone in America today looking for that magic formula, how to be more happy. Well, they go to Las Vegas. They come back broke. They think it's food that satisfies their needs. Well, that's not true. That's not true. You need to think of who is your role model. Who is your role model? Our role model is Jesus. He is our example in this life. He said, "Learn from me, for I am humble and meek. تعلموا مني لأني فقير ومتواضع." Jesus said. Humility is all about good relationship and prayer. A reality that we were dependent on God and each other. A reality that we are dependent on God and each other. Yes. A reality on depending on the love and help of those around us in order to love and to serve God by serving one another. My dearly beloved, we are to be proud of who we are as Orthodox Christian. We have good family. We are to be proud of having a blessed community and a church. But do not confuse being proud by being arrogant. There's a difference between being proud and being arrogant. Yes, arrogance kills every relationship. Why? Because arrogant people are self-centered. An arrogant man, husband or wife, do not see each other, but they see only themselves. An arrogant husband can only see himself. An arrogant wife can only see herself. An arrogant priest and bishop can only see themselves. And that's tragedy. We are to see one another. Because when we see one another, we fall in love with each other. My dearly beloved, arrogant people cannot truly be free. Arrogant people cannot be humble. Arrogant people cannot truly love. Because they're all about themselves. It's all about themselves. What we're doing in America. Family, marriage, are built on the basis of serving, sacrificing, loving, unconditionally, without an ulterior motive. Here's what the gospel says. Fill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being in one accord and one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in a humility on mind, let each esteem others better than himself or herself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also for the interest of others. Let this mind be in you, what was in Christ Jesus. That is a recipe for a happy home, for a good home. Yes, my dearly beloved, our Lord is our example. Today our society, and we are learning from it. The kids who are born here are learning from our society. They interpret that arrogance is high. Arrogance is high and humility is low. But true humility takes away the need to be egotistic, to be self-inflated importance. Our society and our church can only have good family if we are humble with each other. Not to oppress one another. Husband must not oppress their wife. Wife must not oppress their children or each other's. Happy and growing marriage need humility Why? Because a humble person asks to say, Samahni, forgive me. Only a humble person can say, I am sorry and mean it. A humble person knew that we are not perfect, we make mistakes. A humble man and woman are celebrating life by practicing patience and practicing self-control. So what do we conclude? We conclude that the foundation and ability to forgive, to confess, and to be generous by practicing the virtue of humility. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.